Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. We are waiting for a call from Oregon coach Dan Lanning, who is typically quite prompt, although we, believe it or not, we're a little ahead of schedule here.
Look at us.
We cleared the deck for DL.
Well, I think we're afraid of being late because he normally is so prompt.
That's right. He makes us better.
Yes.
Dan Lanning.
Except for you, who still chooses to be sick.
Yeah, that's true. That sometimes I do get sick.
Lanning hasn't inspired you yet with his being sick as a choice.
Real quick on the Reggie Bush sitch.
Yeah. I love that he's like this giant sympathetic figure.
Well, he got his... Well, I mean, come on. I think a lot of people thought that the yanking his Heisman was kind of a joke.
Well, but at the time it was.
Well, it kind of was, because it was the idea that USC just got absolutely hammered by the NCAA.
But at the same time, like, if you get caught taking a couple hundred... Like, in that time, I get now that things have changed, but I found it incredible that... You get caught with a couple hundred thousand dollars in impermissible benefits, hiring an agent, two things at the time that were very major in college football. I get that it was a stupid rule, but he gets it taken away and everyone's like freaking out that he didn't do those things. And by the way, Reggie Bush, all he had to do was pay back the guy. Reggie Bush could have had all this go away. The guy just was like, hey, You went back on our agreement. You didn't make me your agent. And by the way, you have to repay me the money that I gave you and your family. And Reggie Bush told him to go pound sand. Like, Reggie Bush could have made this go away with one check.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, nobody respects the NCAA.
No, but I just thought it was laughable that he's some sympathetic figure.
Well, and also, he was awesome.
Yes, like, he was.
You know, nobody deserved a Heisman more than that guy. Yeah. He was so good.
Yeah.
And so people just, I don't know, they just have no respect for the, and then vacating wins and get out of here.
Yeah.
So here, I wanted to read you a little something from Ted Miller. You remember Ted Miller?
I do remember Ted Miller.
Friend
of the program back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still writing.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's still writing. I don't know. I don't know where. But Tyson Alger had this, and he posted it to his Twitter today, and I read it. It's a little excerpt from one of Ted Miller's pieces where he writes, "There's so much in college football. We used to go out to dinners on Friday nights before games with the crew, ESPN guys, TV guys, and national writers from different places. We would sit down, gossip, talk, argue, and bitch and moan about who was a good guy, who was a cheat, who was this, who was that. And one of the biggest stories in college football that's never really been covered is what I think was basically a conspiracy to take down USC. Mm. USC was so good, and their NCAA thing was the worst case in NCAA history. You had Alabama getting less restrictions when it was straight up pay to play. Mm-hmm. I remember telling a story a couple of times at ESPN, like mailbag type stuff. I had an SEC AD who will continue to not be named straight up tell me it was a takedown because they thought USC cheated by being so cool with having Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell and all those guys hanging out at practice and selling the LA lifestyle and all that stuff. So they needed to be shut down, and they were. Meanwhile, schools were just blatantly paying players all across the SEC, and they never get busted. It was funny because we would all laugh about it. Some schools just never did anything, like Stanford didn't cheat. David Shaw didn't cheat. It was an interesting dynamic.
Huh. I hadn't heard that before, but it makes sense.
That from Ted Miller.
Well, and then USC was defiant, too. Remember that?
Yeah,
They went Harbaugh and thumbed their nose at it.
So Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. All right, we have the coach, Oregon's Dan Lanning, I believe, joining us now here on 1080 The Fan. Coach.
How we doing?
Hey, good. How are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, doing great. Doing great. Good to be on with you guys.
What are you going to be doing for the draft tomorrow?
We'll see. I might be on a little road trip to go try to, join some of our guys. Might sit around and watch it here. We'll see how it all plays out. Got to be audible ready around here.
Got to be audible ready.
I love
so
it.
You could hop on a plane and go out there?
Well, we got practice in the morning. We'll see how it adapts and how the day adjusts. We'll see how it all plays out.
How big a deal is that for you when you see one of your guys, I mean, go in any round, but you get a couple of them that may go in the first?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate from that standpoint to get to coach several guys to get that opportunity. And there's not really a better feeling in the world. Obviously there's such thing as team success and what you get to do on the field, with your team. But when you get to see a guy that's given so much for his team, turn around and turn that into individual success for his career, it's a really great feeling.
What does that do? Like, I mean, obviously it makes you feel great, but from a program standpoint, recruiting, how much of that is part of the pitch, or that guys pay attention to that when you walk into someone's living room and be like, hey, if you're a quarterback, if you're a lineman, you're a D-lineman, hey, this, look at what we do.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, so often in recruiting, when it starts off, or like when I first got here to Oregon, I think a lot of what the sell was is what the vision. Hey, here's what we think you can do here. But it's just that. It's a vision. But when you start to see people go execute it and be able to have success, then, the proof's in the pudding. So it's definitely a benefit for the university when we have guys that get drafted high and get to chase their dreams of playing in the NFL, but also certainly, obviously, a benefit for the player.
The Oregon spring game will be here on The Fan Saturday. You can listen to it starting at 1. So entering your third season now, just assess your overall talent level compared to the first two.
Yeah, I think we've got a great group. It's a different group, but certainly have a great group when it comes to, talent and ability. I think we're as talented as we've been since I've been here. That doesn't always necessarily lead to success. You got to become a team within that as well. But that's what the spring's been about, and that's what the offseason's really for.
I know the portal can be a little maddening for people, but how nice is it to go out? You need secondary guys. And you go out and you bring in four hammer guys. Like, I know this is a new secondary, but like, how good can this group be? And what have you seen so far in spring?
Well, I'll just say this: we've had unbelievable competition on the practice field, and I think that's it's great evidence of iron sharpens iron, and having really good wideouts out there going against really good DBs, that makes both sides of the ball a lot better, and certainly improves our team.
Does anyone, and I don't know if you can even answer it, but does anyone give a playful ribbing, like with Muhammad coming in? Like, in today's world, I mean, this is what it is, but the idea of, the games you guys had last year with Washington, and he was so good for them, and now he comes down. Is there some playful stuff back and forth between guys?
No, I'm just glad he's on my team. It's nice to have that guy on our side of the ball and on our team, no doubt.
In this world of more transfers coming in and more guys leaving every year as, the roster, changes over a lot more, how does that change your coaching style? Do you have to make adjustments? Have you had to change things when there's more attrition each year?
I think it becomes a problem when you really change who you are. I think the reality is it reveals a lot more. Look, you can't beg anybody to stick around and be here, because to be a great football player, you have to want to be coached. You have to want to get better. And that means that you're going to give, real feedback. And we've been fortunate enough here that our players want that. Like, they want to be coached hard. They want to be here, and we've created an environment that they want to be in. So it's been a big plus here. But, you know, every year there's going to be attrition in college football. That's just the name of the game. There's a great chance there'll probably be some attrition here. And that's not out of character. That's normal. But you have to coach the way you feel like gets your team prepared to go win games. And if you change that mindset, then you're probably not going to be as successful on the field.
At the quarterback position, Dylan Gabriel comes in. You know, I was looking it up. He's played in 50 college football games, which is such a luxury. Bo Nix came in with a ton of experience. Outline what that means for you as a staff when you get that much experience coming in at the quarterback position.
Well, I mean, you just said it. Like, there's no replacement for experience. When you have a guy that's been there when, you know, the bullets are firing and he's experienced that firsthand, the only way to get that is more experience. And when you have some guys that have gotten game reps and experienced the speed of the game, you know, there's a huge benefit for that.
So are you then, does that make you further along at this stage of the game than you would be with a younger quarterback, obviously?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's your job as a coach to be able to adjust, you know, how you coach based on who you're coaching and what that looks like. You know, how much more can a guy like Dylan handle than maybe a freshman? Yeah, there's certainly some pieces of the game that he can handle at a higher level than somebody that's just coming into the game because of his experience. But it doesn't necessarily change our approach in a lot of ways. It's still about us figuring out what are these guys most comfortable running? What do they do best? Because every player is different.
When you look at some of the bigger programs in the country, you guys, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, so much of this now is experienced transfers coming in. It used to be the idea was you get the five-star kid and you throw him in there and you groom him and you hope that he's your guy for several years, especially at these big-time programs where you can attract Dylan Gabriels and Bo Nixes. Has it shifted a little bit that this is kind of more of where we're leaning of bringing in experienced guys?
Well, I think it's a balance, right? Like, we still want to be a team that can go sign high school guys and develop them. And we've had a lot of great, you know, players that have been able to come here and develop just like that, develop as high school players and grow. But, you know, in the world as competitive as it is, you have an opportunity to make your roster better. You have to challenge yourself to do that as well.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning here on The Fan. Now, from our vantage point, it was hard to tell how serious anything was with regards to the Alabama job when Saban retired. Can you shed light on how that all went down?
Yeah, I'm honestly tired of talking about it. I mean, I want to be here. That has been extremely clear. That it never went further than me saying that. I got ahead of any news, any opportunity.
Yeah, okay.
You know, this is where I want to be.
Yeah, it was just one of those things.
I think that's been really clear.
Yeah, you just
got
it.
Everybody's asked about it. It's been awesome. It's like, yeah, but like, I was more concerned about the D-tackle that I was trying to sign at the time rather than everybody else's news that they were interested in. I was interested in hanging out with my family, watching a movie. So for us here, it was really clear and decisive. Like, look, we're here. We've made a commitment to being here. We're going to be here. So if there's a job next year, you can know right now, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here. I'm not going anywhere. And if there's a job the year after that, I'm not leaving. Now, what's that mean? It means I got to keep winning, right? And if I don't win, then I don't get to be here. But as long as I get to be here, I'm going to be here.
Now, whose idea was the video that you put out? Because that
was well done.
That was rad.
Well, I mean, I was sitting there visiting on the phone with a mom of a recruit that we were trying to get to come join our program. And she was like, look, I just talked to a coach yesterday, told me he wasn't leaving and he left. You know, how do I know you're not leaving? I'm seeing this news everywhere. I said, would it make you feel better if we made a statement, if we released a video? And she goes, yeah, absolutely. So we made a video that night and we sent it to her first. And then we released it in the morning. Huh. So it was really her idea. I got to give her credit.
I assume you got the kid.
We did. Pretty good.
Fantastic. Well played.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like taking what is potentially a negative and a distraction, and you turn it into a positive, because that thing went viral. I mean, that thing was the talk of college football for a while. And, you know, I would assume that anytime you can get your name out there on a national brand stage, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you know, this is an unbelievable place that we're thrilled to be a part of and, you know, grateful for the opportunity to be a part of. And we want as many people that can come join that as possible that can make us better. We want to keep growing in that area.
Is it weird? Because it's going to be weird for us when we cover the Big Ten media day. Is it weird to see like the Big Ten logo on the field and patches on jerseys? Is that quite sunk in yet?
I don't really think about that stuff. I mean, I'm just excited about the opportunity. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of logos that got to change, but luckily that's not on my job description. So we're excited about the opportunity to go play in this league. I mean, I think there's two football leagues in college football that you want to be associated with right now, and that's, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC, and we're fortunate to be in one of those.
Now, how was the Waste Management golf tournament? We haven't talked to you in a while. How was that, and was it better than you two at the Sphere?
Oh, that's all tough. Right. So, I mean, it was a great experience. I've been to two golf events in my life. I've been to the Masters, and then I've been to the Waste Management Open now for only about 4 hours, and they couldn't be more polar opposites, but they were both really fun experiences, certainly a lot different. It was a great time. The Sphere is something else. I really enjoyed U2, but I wish they would have played a couple more of their songs that I know really well. You know, I felt like they were saving some of the good stuff, but both were awesome. I'd say the Waste Management Open probably beats U2 just by a little bit.
Okay.
Well, and you went this year, they had to shut it down at some point. It got too sideways.
Yeah, it wasn't that way the day I was there. I was there on Thursday just for a little bit, and it was a fun, everybody was having a good time, but nothing was at least out of control at that point.
Now, you being, I assume the Masters connection was you being at down there in Georgia. Did you get into Berkman's place?
I didn't. So I went, we had a scrimmage on Saturday whenever I was at Georgia. And on Saturday after the scrimmage, I was grading my film. My wife actually drove to Augusta. I was in the passenger seat of the car grading film. And I got to go watch Tiger win the Masters in 2019. So I went on a Sunday. They played, if you remember, there was like rain that afternoon. So they got like the whole Sunday event done like by 1 o'clock on Sunday. So I was fortunate enough to be there when we probably saw Tiger win his last one.
That, I can't think of a better one to be at.
No, that's pretty cool.
But somebody just,
that's pretty awesome.
Did somebody just throw badges at you at the last minute, or like, how did
I remember a buddy called me, a buddy that from Missouri was actually going to the Masters, and he's like, you should go. I said, I think it's a lot harder to get in than you think. He's like, you know, you're like the D coordinator at Georgia. You should just ask somebody. And so I asked somebody, and I was able to get, and you know what? They're great friends still to this day. Some great friends that we have down there in Georgia that we're able to take care of.
Yeah. How do you go about leveraging? Yeah. Like that's like, you're the head coach at Oregon. It carries some weight. Have you gotten comfortable with throwing the name around to get to certain things?
No, I don't really like doing that at all.
You know, I have to tell you, since it's a clean transition to it, our listeners voted you the new owner of the Sports Throne in our area. Now that Damian Lillard has moved on to Milwaukee, mm-hmm. you're kind of the king, or
you're sitting on the throne.
Yeah, like, are you ready for that responsibility?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, we can give that to somebody else. Let's hope one of our players play well enough this year that they name him the, the throne.
Now, okay, last little thing here. This is from our listeners. We were talking about, we were actually trying to guess what kind of car you drove, but that's public knowledge. So we got to talking about, how old is your oldest kid?
14.
Okay, so he's getting close to driving. What is your philosophy on teaching your kids to drive?
Well, get them behind the wheel and sit in the passenger seat and pray. I mean, you got to go. Like, I grew up as a kid on a farm that, you know, it started off like sitting on your grandpa's lap driving the truck, right? And learning how to do the stick shift. So our guys haven't necessarily had that experience, but we'll start with some driveway driving and then we'll get out there in the road and figure things out.
Well, we were wondering if maybe you'd farm it out.
Yeah, we were thinking with your schedule, knowing like with the Halloween and Thanksgiving, we were wondering, does Mrs. Lanning teach the kids to drive?
I'm sure. I mean, we haven't got to that point yet, but yeah, she'll probably be a big piece of that. It certainly won't just be me.
And first car, are you forcing them? What?
Yeah, it's not going to be anything fancy.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know,
I
my
thought.
Dad always told me, like, look, you're going to have something to drive, but it just needs to get you from point A and point B, and it's safe. So I think my first vehicle was like a 1989 Ford Taurus, and then like my next one was like a 88 Plymouth Acclaim.
Tasty.
Like you kind of run it till the wheels fall off.
Nice.
In my family. So Sophia has a Honda Pilot we bought back when we were in Memphis. So I've got a feeling that'll probably be the first vehicle.
Okay.
It's not as old as mine was. I mean, I feel like these guys are kind of walking into something better, but it's probably like a 2014 or 15 Honda Pilot. That'll probably be the first thing that they learn how to drive.
The question, though, is the son, like, he knows that the dad's a big deal. We know what the salary is. Do you think he's already going to start angling for something a little nicer? Is he going to start, or does he know, shut up and take the Pilot?
No, he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he understands. He'll be grateful to have something that he can drive, and he'll understand you got to learn how to take care of that first. And, you know, if you ever want to go spend your money on something fancier than that, then go to work.
Yeah. Got to keep them grounded. Yeah. That's right.
Also, we were wondering too, like, you're an intense guy. Is that intensity, does that go for teaching someone to drive? We were wondering if maybe the missus might be a little easier for the kids.
Better.
Yeah. To learn to drive. I think it might be a little scary to have Coach Dan Lanning in the passenger side.
Yeah, it might be a good learning experience for me and the boys both. We'll see how it plays out. I can adjust my coaching techniques if needed, but we got some pretty conscientious boys. I think they'll do a good job.
All right.
14, 12, 11-ish?
There you go. Home run. Yeah, you hit it.
Okay.
12's going to turn 13 here in June.
Man, you're almost there, man. Like, you know,
empty nest. Getting close, right?
Empty nest. All right, Dan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate catching up with you, and have fun Saturday at the spring game. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You're going to have a good one.
Yeah.
There he is.
2 days away from being drunk on a beach. Things are going great.
Do you remember riding on your grandpa's lap?
No.
On the tractor?
See, no. You wouldn't want to ride on my grandpa's lap.
There are so many things that he says that I identify with, because we're Midwest boys.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, I mean, that was my childhood. Like, my grandpa had a farm.
Yeah.
And he would teach you to drive the tractor and different. And of course, he'd be drunk.
Sure.
You know, there'd be multiple beers and beer cans lying around. But that's how you learned.
I can assure you that Newell K. Brown, the last person that you wanted to sit on the lap of and learn to do anything, was Newell Brown.
Well, look, I mean,
he was a hard man.
That was true of my, I mean, dude, you think my grandpa didn't even speak. He was just drunk. But you think that was easy? It wasn't. It's just what you did.
Yeah.
It's just, it's how it is.
I was lucky enough to not have to do that. Yeah, it's a Midwestern thing. Yeah, I mean, that idea of, like, growing up, whether you're driving a go-kart, a tractor, or some sort of small vehicle. Yeah. My kids never had any of that. We had to learn the hard way. And by the way, every one of my kids today still terrifies me behind the wheel.
Yeah, me too.
There's a power.
It's the late braking thing.
There's a power ranking there, but all three are there. It's not great.
Yeah.
Yes, the late braking and
that drives me crazy.
The aggressive lane changes, and
I just brake a little early so that I know that you're paying attention.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Be nice.
It's like you know.
Yeah.
That whole thing?
Yeah. I know that thing. Believe me. I know that thing.
All right. There's Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach. When we get back, notable odds shifts for the NFL draft from today. We'll get to that. Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.